Mark Levine has been one of the treasures we've discovered this year on our program. He is a constitutional lawyer. He formerly worked for the US Congress, and he's currently a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show host. But he tells all his friends he talks to Matt and Dave in Adelaide. Good morning, Mark Levine.
Good morning to you. I do. In fact, some of them have asked me how I ever got on Australian radio, and frankly, I don't even know the answer to that.
Well, I can't remember.
It's always good to be with you.
I can't remember either, Mark, but we're so glad we found you. Mark, I was reading a piece the other day about how, until very recently, Nelson Mandela was still on the anti-terrorist list in the US, and how Ronald Reagan, the Republican president, hadn't backed him at all during the 80s, when it was in that critical time when the momentum and the pressure was building on South Africa to release this man. And I wondered, how is it that the Republicans managed to get on the wrong side of the history of history when they started so well back with Abe Lincoln 150 years ago?
Well, that's been a very long transition in the Republican Party from being the party of civil rights to being the party opposed to civil rights. Basically, you can trace most of it to the 1960s when Lyndon Johnson, Democratic president, passed the Civil Rights Act, and all the white segregationists in the South basically ran over to the Republican Party, along taking some Democratic members of Congress with them. And then Richard Nixon famously stoked that. He called it the Southern Strategy. So by the time you get to Ronald Reagan, the Republican Party is no longer the party that African Americans turn to, though it was, absolutely, in Lincoln's day. Ronald Reagan famously supported the South African government. It was part of his attack on communism, and South Africa, despite its apartheid, was opposed to the Soviet Union. And so he was allied with the South African government. I should say, though, the American people very much disagree with him on that. Ronald Reagan was relatively popular as a president, but you found student groups all across America. They had shanty towns and colleges, and finally Congress passed sanctions despite Ronald Reagan's opposition. So the majority of the American people opposed Ronald Reagan on this, but certainly the Republicans have some left over from that. Though you didn't hear it very much last week. Last week, you found all these Republicans praising Nelson Mandela for all the good work he did in ending apartheid, immediately forgetting their stance 30 years ago, which actually caused some of their supporters to be upset. Right. Newt Gingrich famously said, how proud he was of Mandela's legacy, to which some of Gingrich's supporters wrote to him on Facebook and said, Newt, don't you remember? He was a communist and a terrorist. And Newt tried to sort of say, don't talk about that. But yes, the Republican Party today loves Mandela. It wasn't true 30 years ago.
Okay. But everybody's friends now.
Everybody's friends now, or at least in public they are.
Okay. Now, have you finally worked out how to get your healthcare website up and running?
Actually, we pretty much have, which is why it's no longer in the news. When it was failing, the Republicans made a huge deal of the fact that it was failing, and therefore Obamacare was a failure, and therefore any kind of health care for poor and middle-class people was a failure, and therefore we had to go back to the old system, repeal the whole thing. Now that the website's working 90-95% of the time, it's just still not fail-safe, but it can cover up to 800,000 people a day, which is much better than the 5,000 a day that it could cover at the beginning. Now we don't hear so much about the website, and people are scrambling to come aboard. In fact, more people sign up every day now than signed up in the entire month of October. That's also because Americans like to procrastinate, and the deadline isn't until December 23rd, and so that was another reason why people didn't sign in October. But because it is working, you're hearing a lot less discussion about it in the news.
But is the right demographic mix signing up, Mark Levine, or is it a bunch of poor people who won't be able to sustain this system? That's a fair question.
That's a fair question, and honestly, we don't know all the results until all the sign-ups are done, which we'll know by the end of the year. But it is true, definitely, that if you're very sick or very poor, you're very anxious to get health care. And back when the website was largely malfunctioning, you might spend 9-10 hours working through it and getting it to work, because it did work occasionally. Today, now that the website can be mastered in maybe an hour or even a little bit less, you are finding a greater mix of the people that the Obama administration hopes to sign up, young people, relatively healthy people, middle-class people. They are signing up as well. It still hasn't reached the numbers the Obama administration would like, but hey, the deadline's not over yet. So check with me next year, and I'll be able to answer that question much better.
Well, we hope we can continue to talk to you next year. Just to wrap up, Mark Levine, Is 2014 looking like a good year for Barack Obama? Because he very quickly will become what traditionally you call a lame duck president, because he can't contest the next election. He's got 3 years. People are looking beyond him already. You see what I'm saying? Is next year going to be a good year for him?
You know, it's really hard to predict that future. The Republicans were basically calling him a lame duck president a month into his first term in office. The head of the Republicans in the Senate famously said that his primary goal was making sure that Obama did not get reelection. This, you know, 2 months, 1 month after he's in office for the first time, and then once he won reelection, they immediately shouted lame duck. I think at the end of the day, it's a question of whether the parties are going to cooperate or not. And what we've seen very quietly and very softly is Republicans and Democrats are actually starting to cooperate, very minimal ways, to be sure, with a must-pass military and budget bill. But given that this is the least productive Congress in all of American history, there's never been a Congress that passed fewer bills into law than the Congress in 2013. In all of American history, give any year, even when, I don't know, not that much was going on, it's kind of hard to set a lower standard, right? And yet they have come to at least a minor agreement on some small stuff, which we in Washington are praising as the greatest thing that we've ever seen.
Right. And on that positive note, we will say Merry Christmas, Mark Levine.
Merry Christmas to all of you in Australia and a Happy New Year.
And we'll talk to you in the new year. You look after yourself.
I will. You too.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Levine.